to another episode of Dom. That's true. Hot takes. I'm your host with the most, Owen, Domination 7 Dom. Joining me is nobody because Truman has more important things, apparently, to be doing than his favorite podcast with his favorite podcast co-host. So it's just me today. We got six hot takes. We're going to be reviewing NFL Week 13 hot takes. And you can't see it because I don't know. Oh, because I didn't activate the window. Yeah. So you should be able to see it now. There we go. Right here. Dom, that's your hot takes week 13. December 2nd. It's going to be a quick one because Truman isn't here to yap with me. But, oh, crap. I need the freaking... I need to get the list. And I don't know how the hell he does it. I haven't even had to think about it. Grub. What, bro? What is the... Man. This... Nope, that's not it. Bro, what the hell? Where is it? Where does he put this Excel document? I have to do it the rat way. Season 6 tier list? Oh. Hey, okay, I found it. So, here we go. Wow. What a great audio content episode from right from the very beginning. All right, so, first off... I don't know why Truman is having trouble with this. It works just fine. So we're going to start with Michael. And Michael says, I believe, Michael says, something, Chiefs aren't making the playoffs. Okay, I want to slam this because I wholeheartedly believe the Chiefs are making the playoffs, but I'm not sure if they are. I'm really, really not. So I'm going to have to just simply put this. Scroll so you can see where we're at here. I don't know how to, like, lock any of these. In the A tier. Chiefs. Oh, my gosh, you can't see it. Well, it's going in the A tier, okay? I don't know what Truman wants to do about their ever-growing A tier. It's going in the A tier. Chiefs aren't making the playoffs. Michael, 12-2-2025. All right, thank you, Michael. Unfortunately, good take. I don't like it, but here we are. Okay. You'll also notice that the pictures aren't here. That's because, I don't have Truman's email access, so I can't put the pictures on here. So he sent them to me on my phone. Yeah. So we're connecting to chat, which is never a good sign. I hope chat's there. The second one of the week comes from my mother. My mom says, hot take, that there should be no such thing as pass interference. Anyone can interfere with anyone else. You catch it or you don't. Mom, I love you. I do not like this take. I'm going to put it... Because you're my mother, I'll put it in the C tier and this will get regraded. Probably worse. There. Pass interference shouldn't be a thing. If pass interference wasn't a thing, and it's not called consistently because I know where you're coming from, but if pass interference wasn't a thing, oh my gosh, that there would be no throwing the ball because you would just mug wide receivers and tackle them immediately. It would be an absolute bloodbath. Whoops, don't want to put that on its own. Don't know why Excel is doing me like that. Owen's mom, 12-2-25. Well, I'm putting the whole date on here and Truman's not. Okay, thank you, Mom, for the take, but I have to say I disagree. All right, next. All right, Allison. Now, Allison, you know what you did, and you're a monster. You said we don't have to talk about it, but you forgot this week? Yeah, we're going to talk about it. You forgot this week, and we lost. No one is surprised. So, actually, I'm gonna tweet at you right now, because it's getting ridiculous. I'm going to make sure that you've posted one. Let's see. Let's go through Allison's Twitter right now. No, arguing on Twitter, something about, yep, nope. Tweet the poll, we're going to lose again. So, she didn't submit a name for this week. So I guess I'll have to do it myself. Mike Tomlin. Hot or not? Going with hot? Come on, man. It's Mike Tomlin. Allison forgot in the F tier. She forgot. Two Cowboys. Allison. 12-2. Just a disappointing performance. Okay. Wow, free cheap viewers. Oh my goodness. You're banned. Show me your username so I can ban you. Banned. Get out of here. Hopefully I spell this right. Next one comes from Brianna, who says the Huskers are the number one, I believe. She's saying... Where is that? Shout out to Husker Volleyball for going undefeated in the regular season. Big Ten champs outright and secured the number one seed for the NCAA tournament. GBR, go Big Red. You haven't won a NCAA championship in 7 years with all those one seeds. Tough. Not really a take. So we're going to say, you know, thanks for the shout out. And we are going to continue on. The next one comes from my little brother, McLean. Is being very rude and says Owen's winter lock-in is a scam and he won't commit fully. Toxic. F tier take. I'm locking in. Owen's winter lock-in. Oh man, I'm typing in the wrong. Typing in the wrong spot here. Yeah. It's cap. Owen's winter lock-in. Is a scam. Wrong. You are wrong. I'm locking in. You can't stop me. No one can stop me. He's probably watching right now, saying some stuff in the chat. Let's see. I want to pin that. He's not even in chat anymore. He left. Captual, not factual. My goodness. 12-2. Liar. I'm walking in. You can't stop me. All right, next. We've got Elias. And I believe this is the last one. Yes, it is. Elias says, Veach is actually a horrible general manager and is only viewed as great due to finding Mahomes. I think this is a D-tier take. I'm sorry, Elias. Maybe Truman can argue with me later. But Brett Veach found, you know, not only did, obviously he did Scott Mahomes, but Josh Simmons is great. He had the entirety of the 2022 draft class, which was insane. You know, Rashee Rice, very good. George Kolaftis, decent, you know, starter. Legere Sneed was a draft pick. Trent McDuffie, draft pick. Kolaftis, draft pick. Josh Simmons was a draft pick. Kingsley, who's a starting guard, you know, didn't start out initially. But now it's good. No, I'm not going back to Max Take. We already did it. You missed it. You lose. But, I mean, a lot of good draft picks in there. You know, Thornhill was good at the time. Mecole Hardman won you a Super Bowl with a catch. So, I don't think he's bad. I think he's made mistakes that are showing up. I think his free agency has been poor. But I don't think he's a bad GM. So, maybe, you know, I'll upgrade it to C tier. Let's see what Truman has to say later. Veach is actually a bad GM and is only good because he found Mahomes. Elias. All right, I believe that's going to be our last one. That is, everybody, thank you for tuning into yet another episode of DTT Hot Takes, which is the bonus episode coming out on Wednesday for those subscribed to the Patreon. Yeah, I will show this. I'll hide the PowerPoint window capture. But yeah, shout out to our patrons. Shout out to Ozzy, Dylan, Skyler, Aaron, and Meltbox Kansas City. Open right now. Open, not open. Closed in the I District. Follow me on Twitter, OwenGoshDomit. Follow me on Instagram at OCDom. Text me, Snapchat me, takes at any time. We're always going to be here.
Yeah!
I'm always going to be
here. Yeah!
So, yeah, I'll see you next week. Steelers, they're going to miss the playoffs.
Okay, 100%. 100%.